Hello and welcome to Luxury Menswear, the podcast by J.L. Rocha Collections. My name is Jose Noel Rocha, and as always, I will be your guide through this journey of luxury leather goods, men's style, and Mexican history. Today, we are going back to men's style, and we are discussing the top five leather jacket mistakes that men make. And without further ado, let's get started. So to provide a little bit of context, I have been working with leather jackets for many years, more than a decade at this point. When I started out with leather jackets, I was obsessed with looking into leather jacket culture, high-end fashion, runway shows, and alike. And over the years, I've developed a certain amount of knowledge that can help me guide you through these top five mistakes and hopefully help you avoid some of the mistakes that I have made over the years. Now, mistake number one is buying the wrong leather jacket. But what exactly does that mean? Is the leather jacket wrong because it doesn't fit within the context of your life? Is it wrong because it doesn't fit you properly? Or is it simply wrong because it's the wrong material? Well, it can be any of those combinations. First up, the context. I think it's very important to understand that leather jackets, in a more modern sense, have become pieces for collectors. They are meant to accentuate your style collection, and they are meant to be enjoyed, much like a fine spirit and less like a specialty item. If you're a motorcycle rider, a race enthusiast, or even a pilot or military personnel, it's important to make sure that the jacket fits the context of your life. Motorcycle jackets have evolved into more protective gear and should be worn as such. I encourage anybody who is working or living in a particular field that requires additional safety that you keep that in mind. While a leather jacket might provide you with some security and a little bit of protection from the road, it's no substitute for a modern motorcycle jacket. They have been made with more padding and more safety features, and as somebody who has ridden a motorcycle, I can guarantee you that not only will you fall eventually, but you're going to want to be as protected as possible. Helmets, jackets, boots, all of the gear that you might need to ride a motorcycle is incredibly important because you have people who love you and who want you to be safe. If you're a pilot or a member of the military, thank you for everything that you do, but you also want to make sure that the jacket is contextual to your career, to the level of status that you have achieved as a pilot or as somebody who is a high-ranking military officer or Air Force fighter, and it's incredibly important to recognize that what you do requires a specific type of leather jacket. You typically will receive this jacket as part of your service, and you should be proud to wear it. I definitely have recognized that some pilots who wear their military-style bomber jacket have this unique air of them, and they can wear it with complete confidence because it fits the context of their life. If you're a stylish man and you're looking for a leather jacket, then what you look for in a leather jacket might be completely different from somebody who rides motorcycles or somebody who works in a field where a leather jacket is necessary. And if you're an enthusiast of leather jacket history and leather jacket culture, then you're looking for specific pieces that reference the history that you are enthusiastic about. And that can go in a good direction or it can go in a bad direction, but we'll touch more on that later. Getting back to the context of your leather jacket, these are a couple of questions that you might want to ask yourself. Does the jacket that you're buying match the weather in your area? I grew up in San Diego, California, where a leather jacket really doesn't need to be a cowhide or a bison or a horsehide skin. You can get by with a very luxurious lambskin leather, which is high quality, made correctly, and it fits the temperature range within your community. Otherwise, now that I live in South Bend, Indiana, I find myself reaching for my cowhide icon jacket more often than not because it's perfect for the winter weather and the cold temperatures that we receive in the area. When it comes to the question of does it match your style, here are a few things that I recommend when it comes to purchasing either your first leather jacket or a new part of your collection. Be conscious of your colors. Bright colors can be very difficult to match and they can take away the attention from your entire outfit. A well-composed outfit and a well-dressed gentleman knows that being too ostentatious can be a detriment and can actually look more tacky than classy. So you want to be careful about buying bright colors or something that is overly flamboyant, so that way the attention that you draw is due to your demeanor, to the way that you dress, and to the respectability with which you conduct yourself. That is key when it comes to wearing a leather jacket. And beyond that, you want to be conscious of embellishments and accents. Racing stripes on a leather jacket are great for somebody who participates in racing, but they might not look that great when it comes to somebody who's simply wearing a leather jacket out and about on the street as part of their everyday life. And finally, does the jacket fit your body type? You have to understand the fit of a leather jacket and make sure that it adds and accentuates your body type rather than detracting from it. I'm only 5'7 and 135 pounds, so if I wanted to wear a leather trench coat, I would really look bad. Unfortunately, that style just doesn't suit my body type, my height, and it doesn't suit my style. I wouldn't look so much like Wesley Snipes in Blade or Ryan Gosling in Blade Runner. I would just look a little silly. And knowing the context of your body, knowing the context of your style, and knowing the context of your lifestyle are key to buying a leather jacket. So don't make the mistake of leaning too far into any particular idea that you have. Make sure you focus on the practical aspects of owning your leather jacket, because this is the piece that's going to last you for lifetimes, and you want to be able to pass it down to somebody who can adopt it and integrate it into their own lifestyle, style, and body type. So keep that in mind. The second mistake that leather jacket men make is calling leather alternatives leather. I don't want to seem harsh. Our community is made up of exceptional men who are connoisseurs in all of the things that they love. But unfortunately, I've seen too many people call PU leather or polyurethane leather, and faux leather, although they may try to include that in the name, isn't leather. There are so many different materials these days that are trying to pass themselves off as leather, and they just aren't genuine. Polyurethane won't last as long as traditional leather, and it's not treated in the same way. Beyond that, it's harmful to the environment. And unfortunately, when it comes to other alternatives like vegetable leather, they're just as harmful to the environment. These are scientific processes that are taking materials that are not organically meant to be worn and haven't historically been utilized as garments and turning them into something that they're not. And that scientific process can be harmful to the environment when it's not done right and it's not done with an ecological consciousness in mind. So don't call anything but leather, leather. Leather has to come from an animal. It has to be worn as a sign of respect for the life that was sacrificed in order to give you this garment. And it should be made properly, keeping both social consciousness, environmental consciousness, and quality consciousness at the forefront of everything that that leather jacket represents. The third mistake that most men make is being over-enthusiastic or obsessive about leather. Over the last decade with JL Rocha Collections, believe me, I have obsessed over leather jacket content. I've looked on all the message boards, I've done extensive Google searches, I've looked at academic articles, and I personally have felt different types of leather, different types of animals, different types of brands. Believe me, I have obsessed like crazy. But I've noticed one thing within this leather jacket culture that is a huge mistake. There's an idea that to be an enthusiast of leather jackets, you need to be one of three different types of men. The first is a leather jacket snob. This is somebody who believes that vintage jackets are the only kind of leather jacket that you should purchase, and that's just not correct. Leather jackets are still being made in classic and timeless ways with historic techniques in mind. And just because you have a jacket that was made in the 50s doesn't necessarily make it better than a jacket made today. So it's important not to be too crazy about vintage leather jackets and know that a leather jacket stands more so for the character of the man wearing it than the history that it comes from. You may be interested in that history and enthusiastic about it, but it doesn't mean that you have the right to tell others that their style, that their beliefs, and that their desire to own a leather jacket is wrong. Growing up, I used to love punk rock music. One of the first books that I ever read was the Ramones biography, and I loved their Perfecto jackets. But just because I own an asymmetrical moto jacket in the same style as the original Shop Perfecto jacket doesn't make me a punk rocker, and it doesn't make me better than anybody else. It simply means that it's a jacket that is a part of my collection and that I wear with class and with a gentlemanly spirit. The second type of person is a leather snob. This is somebody who obsesses over the quality of the leather skin, and that's just not necessarily a good way to think about leathers. As I've mentioned before, it's important to understand the context of the skin for the area in which you live, and leather manufacturing and leather jacket construction are two totally different trades. Believe me, somebody who works in a tannery may not have the skill set of cutting or sewing or constructing a leather jacket. And there is a group of people out there who believe that a 3-panel construction or a 4-panel construction is less qualitative than a 1-piece construction on a leather jacket. And that very much depends on the type of animal that the skin comes from. So you don't want to be too crazy about the snobbery when it comes to skins. Yes, you want a skin that is made well, either a full grain or a top grain type of skin. When you're buying suede, you want to make sure that it is suede, not that it's some other type of material or a composite. And when it comes to the animal, you want to make sure that the hide is relevant to the context with which you will wear it. So while it's important to pay attention to the fine details that make a skin better, it's important to not go too crazy with the idea that the skin makes the jacket, because there's so much more about it than meets the eye. Finally, you don't want to support just one style of leather jacket. You want to be able to support any style of leather jacket. There are people out there who believe that only a bomber is the type of leather jacket you should wear. Others that believe that a blouson is the only type of jacket that you should wear. Some a cafe racer and some an asymmetrical or perfecto jacket. And I'm here to tell you that that is just not right. You want to have a complete collection or one jacket that fits timelessly across all of your style. When we designed the Bravo jacket, it was important for us to make something that was classic and refined across any type of style. You can wear this in a minimalistic way, you can dress it up, it can be casual, it can be formal, it can be anything you want it to be. However, we also make jackets that harken to the original history of leather jackets. So we want something for everybody. There's not one right answer here. There's just what you find best for you. And in that spirit, we move on to mistake number 4, which is making your leather jacket do the heavy lifting. A leather jacket is not a statement piece. A leather jacket is just a piece of your collection. And honestly, after reviewing years of runway shows and my own personal style history, I've realized that there shouldn't be such a thing as a statement piece. There should never be one item in your outfit that takes up all of the space in somebody's eyes or in somebody's mind. You want to make sure that you dress seamlessly, that you look right for the context with which you're dressed, and that you also look well composed. If you wear a jacket that has too many embellishments, that's too bright, that's too heavy, that maybe doesn't even fit correctly, it'll be the first thing that people notice. And when you want somebody to notice your jacket more than they notice you, that's a problem. So let's not make that mistake and make sure that your piece fits all of who you are, rather than just being the one defining trait that people remember you for. So finally, the last mistake that people make is not trusting yourself. There are so many style gurus and experts in leather, and as somebody with more than 10 years of experience, I can tell you that you really need to only know three simple elements to a leather jacket. The first is the quality of the skin. Make sure that if you touch it and you feel it, you know the quality. It should feel supple to the touch. It should feel great when you put your hands on it. And if you know the difference in terms of the skin when it comes to the touch, then that's also important. Make sure you're getting what you're looking for. And very few people really do. Few people can tell you the difference when they're feeling a oil tanned versus a vegetable tanned versus a chrome tanned piece of leather. And it's a very difficult process to learn what that is. You have to spend money, you have to try different things, you have to understand the different materials and the processes and what you're supposed to get in terms of a tactile feel. So just trust yourself, and when you feel it, if it feels high quality, if it feels right, then you should enjoy it. The second thing is the quality of the construction. Remember, it's not just about the skin here. It's about the stitching. It's about the material. Does the lining work with your environment? We use a polycotton blend for a lot of our lighter weight jackets, but we use a cotton lining for a lot of our cold weather jackets. The Icon jacket, for example, has a 100% cotton lining, and it works great for these Indiana winters. But when I wear my polycotton blend in terms of the Rivera a suede flight jacket, it's comfortable. It is lightweight. It's breathable. It helps me to feel like I'm comfortable in any environment. I'm going on a trip soon to a warmer climate, but I'm going to wear that jacket to the airport because I know that on the plane it will be a bit cold. Where I live, it's currently a bit cold, and when I get to where I'm going, the jacket will still feel comfortable even though it's a little hotter than where I'm coming from. And lastly, it's the quality of the fit to your body. Now, this is something that you should be able to distinguish simply by looking in the mirror, but if you're going to follow one person's advice, I would recommend checking out Antonio Centeno of Real Men Real Style. We've worked with him on a number of projects, he's given us some great insights, and he's a fine gentleman of good, upstanding moral values who gives advice that is practical and understanding of others. We worked with him on a great video to showcase buying the right leather jacket for your body type, and I highly recommend you check it out. It gave me a few lessons on finding the right fit for how I want to look. But remember, fit is key. So if the jacket fit doesn't work right for you, make sure that you get something that does. A flight jacket or a bomber jacket is going to be a little more generous in the midsection, whereas an asymmetrical or a cafe racer is going to be a bit tighter in the body section. So make sure it fits your personal style and make sure that it works with you. So those are the top five leather jacket mistakes that men make. Do you agree with these mistakes, or do you think that I've missed one? Let me know and follow us on social media so you can give us your insights. I care about everything you have to say, and your support means the world to me. So thank you for letting me be your guide. As always, my name is Jose Noel, and I wish you many handmade moments. Hasta luego.